96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher.
Drums, please.
There it is, the anthem for the beginning of summer, and that means cool dips in the pool and warm times for great food around the grill. How do you have the best barbecue possible during the summer? Well, we have experts to share tips and secrets with you. You know I love this show because I love to get it done in the kitchen. Victor Fryer is the grill master at Lefty's Barbecue Unlimited in Waldorf, Maryland. And Chef Sammy Davis is the owner of Milk and Honey Cafe in Laurel, Maryland. Let me say, these brothers can really, really burn. So you want to listen up if you have questions about how best to have the great barbecue starting this weekend for the summer. Lines are open. Give us a call at 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. You can follow me on Twitter at HFisherWHUR or Daily Drum WHUR. Victor, Sammy, thank you both for joining me. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me. Thank you for having me.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thanks for having me as well.
Okay, so let's start first with some of the basics. And I'll start with you, Sammy, and certainly Victor, and I'll come to you as well. You know, a lot of folks are having their grills come out of hiding. Right. my grill has been covered since late fall. And
wow.
Yeah, I haven't done anything since the end of fall. And it's been, you know, nice and covered. But honestly, I don't remember whether or not I gave it a cleaning before. So, you know, for those.
Deep under there.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe there's a porcupine or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
But let me ask you, what's the best way to get your grill ready, Sammy, if I haven't done any cleaning since last fall?
Burn it off. Set it on fire.
Explain
just
that.
Get right to it. So you want to find a way to get the grates in there. Is yours gas or charcoal?
Oh, come on. Really? Fire. Gas? Really? Come on. Gas? No. Charcoal. I'm a charcoal guy.
All right, so you're a real griller.
Uh-huh.
You're a real grill master. So that first one, I think with the barbecue thing, I don't think you can wait until Monday, until the actual day when you want to eat the food. I think you're very correct. I think it starts now. I think Saturday you get out there, uncover that grill, get some charcoal, get it going, get it hot, start burning it off. The best way to clean a grill is with more fire and burning it off. So you get out there, get it nice and hot, set it on fire, get your grill scraper out there, and get it going to see what's going on. Don't wait until Monday, because you'll spend most of the day on Monday cleaning the grill.
Mm.
But Saturday is the perfect day to really get in action.
Okay. Go ahead, Victor. Your thoughts about getting that grill ready?
Yeah, I agree with him on that one as well, is getting a jump start on for Saturday as well. Yeah, your best bet is to get that thing nice and torched as well. Torch the grill up, get it nice and hot, get it blazing. And once the grill gets the nice white, you know, that white color to it, you know, that's when you know you're ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now, because you got to remember that's flavoring. You're seasoning that grill the same way you would an iron skillet. You seasoning that grill. You're getting it nice and ready. Nice and ready.
Okay. So and so with that said, you know, after you get it hot. Do you wait for it to cool off before you scrape it, or would you even recommend, it, depending on your grills, maybe just going out and buying some new grills for it?
Yeah, certainly if you're the type, if you barbecued all last summer for a few times, If you're not the novice and you barbecue a lot, yeah, you should always get new grates and stuff like that. You go to Home Depot and they'll cut them for you. Go anywhere and you can basically get you some new grates for the grill. That's always good. It's nothing like cooking on some nice new ones. But, you know, and sometimes, you know, the old ones got a little flavor in them too if they're nice and black. And, you know, if you got you the not the ones that come with the grill, but if you got your special one, kind of like the diamond grills. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm talking about, Chef Victor?
Yes, sir. Most definitely, man.
Yeah, now what's
you
a diamond?
That one that comes from Home Depot where they can custom cut it for you and bring that home, that thing cooks amazing.
What's a diamond grill,
it's already Victor? It's already cross-hatched. You don't have to put the you don't have to lay your meat certain two different kinds of ways on it. Some people lay their meats one way to put the grill lines on it one way, and then they lay it another way diagonal to put the grill lines on it to make the diamond marks on it.
Mm-hmm.
With the diamond,
because,
the diamond ones,
and because
it,
that
it
diamond
already,
cut,
it's already,
is already
hold on, Sammy. Go. Yeah, hold on for a minute, Sammy. Go right ahead, Victor.
Yeah, so with the diamond ones, it already comes that way. So you just lay your meat one way, and you just put it down. You put your meats down once and flip it one time, and that's it. And you have your meats rocking and rolling, ready to go.
I like that, rocking and rolling. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We're talking about the best barbecue possible. This is the Memorial Day weekend. A lot of folks are going to be hitting the grill in the backyard. So if you have any questions about your meats, your vegetables, I've got some great grill masters and chefs here, and they're ready to take any question that you have. Now, I have a question, and this one is for you, Victor. You know, I said I like charcoal. Are you a charcoal guy, or are you a gas grill guy, and why?
I'm more of a charcoal and wood type guy, basically because of the wood puts flavor into your food, and that's what I like to do, put flavor into the food. You see, the charcoal is just to start that fire up just for the meantime, for right now.
Mm-hmm.
And once you start that fire, once you get the fire started up with the charcoal, you lay your particular types of wood on there. Down at Lefty's Barbecue, we use the hickory and cherry wood.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we prefer to use. And it brings a nice flavor to your food, and it brings out a nice tenderness to your meats as well.
So is gas sacrilegious, Sammy? I think so. I think that, you know, I'm not a gas, you know, grill kind of guy. It just seems like a violation of the tradition.
It is, but for those novices,
he said it is.
Grill out on Monday, and they haven't done nothing probably since last summer. Those people probably need gas grills. That cooking that Chef Victor is doing, that's for people who probably barbecue throughout the year too, whether it's winter, spring, summer, fall.
Mm-hmm.
Because what's going to happen is that those guys are going to bring that. They're going to bring that charcoal wood grill out there, haven't played with it, and they're going to put that chicken on there completely raw. And that's when you get that burnt chicken, and then they let the fire lick the meat. And you know, once the fire licks the meat, then they don't cook with the heat. They're actually cooking with the fire. When that fire licks the meat, it deposits that carbon on it, which gives it that bad flavor that we all hate when we bite into that, when we got our mouths ready for some nice barbecue.
Mm-hmm.
And nothing worse than when somebody tried to cook with that charcoal or that wood, and they don't let that fire hit all that meat. That's the worst flavor ever.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We're talking about barbecuing this Memorial Day weekend. If you have any questions about what you're putting on your grill, whether it's meat, your seafood, even vegetables, now is the time to ask the experts. Let's go to Brenda. Brenda calling from Frederick, Maryland. Brenda, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hi. I was wondering if can you keep charcoal grills forever? I have a big, huge bag I bought, and I'm sure I've had it for a few years now. Should I get a new bag, or can I still use those charcoals?
Go ahead, Victor. You were about to say.
The charcoal, as long as the charcoal hasn't been wet or hasn't been tampered with, the charcoal is always fine to use. As long as it hasn't been tampered with, as long as the weather hasn't damaged it, it's always good to use it, yeah.
But I would imagine, when in doubt,
get a new bag.
Yeah, I mean, you said it's been there for years. Where has it been for years?
Well, it's in a compartment on the side of my Weber grill.
Okay.
And which is outside on my deck.
Has it gotten wet?
I haven't looked at it, but I'll have to determine that, I guess.
Okay, Brenda.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Don't invite me this weekend. unless you get a new bag.
I think I will buy a new bag.
There you go, Brenda. Thank you so much. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. D, calling from Woodbridge, Virginia. What's on your mind?
I would like to know. Hello, everybody.
Hey, how are
Hello.
You?
Hello.
Okay. I would like to know, what are the seasonings that you put to make beer can chicken on the grill?
Well, let's start with Chef Sammy, and then we'll get to Victor. We may have to take a break, but if we do, Dee, don't hang up, because we'll finish up on the other side. But we'll go right ahead, Chef Sammy.
The question is, what are the seasonings you use to make beer can chicken?
Yeah, on the grill.
I usually season mine just with a regular Lowry's rub and something, and one of those Montreal's grill steak rubs. I usually season the chicken with that and then just put the beer inside. I use like a PBR or sometimes a Michelob, something light like that.
Why?
I don't know. I think they give off more flavor. It gives off a more intense beer flavor.
You said put it inside. Put it inside where?
Oh, inside the opening of the chest of the chicken, the whole chicken.
Okay, explain that. Break that down, because when I think chicken, I think chicken parts.
Oh, no. With beer can chicken, you got to use
the whole
chicken.
Yes, yeah, I don't know.
I put the chicken, the can, inside of the chicken, and then stand it up on the grill.
And it does. I didn't hear what she said.
She said, say that again, please, Dee.
I put the beer can inside of the chicken, and then you open it and you put it inside of the chicken and stand it up on the grill.
Exactly. That's exactly how you do that.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, see, I'm not a beer drinker. I'm more of a scotch man, but that's another show. There you go. Dee, I want you to hang on, because I want Victor to get in on that conversation as well. So please stay with us. Also, Chico calling from Silver Spring. Jay calling from D.C. I want you to stay with us. Stay on the line, because you will be able to hear the program as we continue talking about the best barbecue ever. Because we're also going to talk about vegetables. We're going to talk about doing fruit. We're also going to talk about dessert on the barbecue grill. Can you believe that? Dessert.
Wow.
Yeah. Victor's cutting up. He brought a plate. So
wow. So
definitely stay with us. If you are on the phone, please stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. Lines are still open at 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. The best tips for the best barbecue of the summer season. Stay with us.